Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sheila Shoiga, and welcome to Ready to Be Real Conversations, the podcast series where I chat to people of all walks of life. Some names you'll recognise, others you might not, but my hope is that these conversations will at times inspire, challenge, educate, comfort, or simply entertain you. In this episode, I speak to makeup artist and influencer, Aideen Kate.
You just need to stop worrying so much what people think about you, because we're all the same. We're all worrying about what we look like. Do you know what I mean? So like, me and you probably have the same worries about what we're wearing, but I'm only thinking about myself and you're probably only thinking about yourself. We're not judging each other. Do you know that kind of way? So I think you just need to forget about it, because I think it would be such a shame to look back on your life and be like, I'm raging, I didn't go to this, I didn't do this, I didn't do that, because I was worried about what I looked like. Like, at the end of the day, it's just your life, and like, just wear whatever you want and just feel confident.
Aideen lives in Dublin with her boyfriend Dave, and this conversation is an insight into the life of an influencer slash content creator. We talk about her rise to fame, launching her own makeup brand this year, and we also talk about her Instagram content on body acceptance, which is how I came across her. Here it is. So you have 158,000 followers on Instagram, which is quite the following.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people listening are already fans of yours, but I'm imagining there'll also be people listening who might be hearing about you for the first time. So I'd love if you could give us a bit of a backstory on who you are.
Yeah, so I'm sure a lot of people probably don't know who I am. I've been around for quite a while on the Instagram scene. So I started my Instagram back in maybe 2014. My background, like, I'm a makeup artist. So as soon as I did my Leaving Cert, I left school, I was doing like a beauty therapy course, and I ended up getting a job in a makeup counter.
Yeah.
So I was working there for a while. I absolutely loved it. And then I started my Instagram because it was a really good way for me to like build my clients up.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was at that time as well when Instagram was just kind of booming, and it was just like, it was makeup tutorials everywhere. So I was like, right, I need to get on this. Like, this is what I'm about. So
you did?
I did, yeah. I did that for a while, and then I went freelance. So I was just doing like, I was mostly just working like Fridays and Saturdays. Yeah. So then Monday to Thursday, I was just like doing tutorials, doing my makeup, taking pictures, putting it on Instagram. And that was kind of how I got my work at the weekends. That was like my portfolio as such. So I loved Instagram for that. And then I think as I started doing that, I think I got more recognition from brands.
Mm.
And then I ended up getting like paid to do some posts, and I got invited to events, and I was able to host my own masterclasses, and just, it was really cool just to see the growth.
Yeah.
Now, it's been steady. Like, it hasn't just been an overnight thing at all.
Sure.
But
then when
that.
You see, I suppose I'm looking at you as, and I was saying this to you before we started to record, like, I feel like an absolute dinosaur. I could actually be your mother, because it's like 16 years between us. I could actually have given birth to you. But I really admire you. Think you're really
Thank
cool.
You.
I love your vibe. And it was a pal of mine that said, check out this girl, she's brilliant, a number of months back. And I was delighted that she gave me the recommendation. Because I suppose I would have been one of those people that might not have known about you until somebody told me. When you say you held a masterclass, like, what age are you when you did that?
I think I did my first maybe 2016 or 17. So I was probably 22 or 23.
At 22, maybe? 23, doing your own,
yeah,
holding your own event. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and it's funny because, like, I think when you're doing it, you're just so like, no, this is what I need to do. You don't actually think about it. And it's only when you reflect back, you're like, yeah, that actually is very young. Like, did not think that I would be able to, like, me from school, looking at me after school, I was like, wow, I did not think that I would be able to do that.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, it's nice to be able to look back, though, and see that kind of growth. And sometimes I think we can be really hard on ourselves, and it's nice when you look back and you're like, hold on a second, if you're having a day where you think nothing's going right and everyone is uninterested in what you're doing, like, look back and it's like, wait,
absolutely,
like,
take stock,
they're not, like, we've done some cool things.
And even when I met you outside, your vibe is very earthy and grounded. You're not nervous or twitchy. You're very relaxed and calm in yourself. You're somebody who I imagine has a good sense of who they are.
Yeah, I think I do. Like, I'm definitely chill, and like, I wouldn't say I'm completely stress free, but I'm not stressed out at all, and I've just kind of always been like that.
Where does that come from?
I don't know. Like, I think, like, I'm just quite lax in some ways. I honestly don't know. Like, my mom and dad used to always flag me in school. They'd be like, do you say, don't you ever just go and study? And I'd be like, yeah, it's grand. I'll do it. And they're like, no, it's not. Like, you're leaving certs in like a month. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, no, it's fine. I'll do it. But I don't know. It's just kind of always been the way I am. Like, I obviously have my moments where I can be really stressed and I can get anxious or whatever, but I just try and not let those things get to me, because I feel like it's just going to hold you back when you start being like that. So I just try not to think about things too much. I just go, you know what, I'm just gonna do it. I'm just gonna post this. Like, even if I'm posting a piece of content and I'm like, oh no, what if they don't like this? Or God, what if I think I'd agree with that and that, I'm not posting that. And then I'm like, you know what, I actually don't care, and I'm sure people don't care either.
Yeah.
So I just post it and I'm like, oh, whatever. I think it's just a nice way to be.
Yeah, it is. Totally is. Like, you're the cover girl for the month of July on Stellar magazine, and you look absolutely glorious. But, you know, you're not just plucked out of the sky for that. You're there for a reason. So it's kind of indicative of what you've already achieved. And 2022 has been a big year for you.
Yeah, it actually has. Like, a lot has happened. I obviously launched my own makeup brand, True Beauty by Aidan Gate, which I'm so proud of. Like, it's unbelievable, because obviously I've been working in the makeup industry for like almost 10 years, which isn't like a massive amount of time compared to some people that have their brands. But for me, it's always been my goal is to have the makeup brand, and just the timing was just never right. So there was like a few opportunities that kind of came up over the years that I could have gone and I could have started, but for some reason it just never felt right. And it was only kind of in 2019, very start of 2020, it kind of happened, and I was like, no, this feels really right. Like, the setup, the people that I have around me, it was just like, I felt like it was just kind of meant to be. Like, you really have to trust the timing of your life as well, because the start of 2020, me and my boyfriend were going to move to Australia, and we were due to go on the 8th of April 2020.
Really?
So he had like quit his job. We literally had everything booked, flights, like, we were ready to go. And then the week before, obviously, the lockdown happened. So we were like, what the hell are we going to do? Like, we kind of like, we were in a bit of a limbo for a while. Like, we were like, oh, maybe we'll just wait, you know, because it's probably only gonna be like a month or 2 months and then we can go. And then it obviously, like, as we all know, it just kept happening and happening. So the plan was always to have the makeup brand, but I was like, let's go traveling for a year, come back and then start the brand. And then when we got a big smack of reality that we probably weren't going to get to go traveling, I was like, you know what, let's just do it now, because I don't want to wait any longer. Like, it's something I've wanted for ages, and it's a competitive enough industry. And not that, like, I think there's room for everybody, and I don't think it's like I want to be better than anyone at all, but I just want to get in there at a good time before it was too late, you know, that kind of way. So I'm really happy with the way everything's worked out so far, and I'm like so unbelievably lucky with the like team of people I have helping me with the brand. It's like more than I could have ever like thought I would ever be able to get in my life. So I'm so happy.
Congratulations. When you say a team, is this a management team? Is this people that maybe come to you with ideas, or do you come to them? How does that all work?
Yeah, so I have my management team who are like really involved in the brand, and then within that, we have like marketing, we have a designer, we have website. So it's like a full office. It's a really cool setup.
Amazing.
So yeah, I'm down in the office a good bit, which is weird because I've never been in an office environment ever. Like, I've always just been by myself.
Yeah.
So that was kind of interesting to like adjust to that like office culture, but I really like going down. It's nice.
And in terms of the plans to travel, like going to Oz, is that travel bug still there, or now has that kind of drifted away? Are you into a new phase?
I don't think like it will ever leave. Like, me and my boyfriend Dave, like, we love traveling, and like, we're
and
together.
And you're together, yeah. Nine years or something.
Together nearly 9 years. And like, we were only together a few months, and he had just finished college, and he was like, right, I have all this time off, we're going to go somewhere. And I was like, I want to go. Like, I was 19, I think. And I was like, yeah, I want to go. Like, let's just do whatever. So we just like booked a one-way flight to Vietnam and went for like 5 weeks. Brilliant. And we weren't even together that long, but I mean, we're still together now, so it was fine. But like, things like that I love doing, and I've been interrailing, and I've been very lucky to have the opportunity to travel a lot. And I think with my job as well, it's nice that I've been so flexible to be able to do that. And especially when the pandemic happened, I was like, oh my God, like, I used to get slagged a lot, like, but like, Jesus, you're always away. And I'm like, I am so grateful I took every opportunity to jump on a plane and go somewhere while I could. But yeah, like, we love traveling, and I don't think it's ever gonna go away, but I don't think we're gonna end up moving abroad to stay abroad, if that makes sense. I think maybe we'll do like kind of a few week stints in certain places.
Yeah,
soon. Not anytime soon though.
Yeah.
I'm too busy at the moment.
Too busy, yeah. And I mean, I know your schedule is chock-a-block. You were very accommodating about today, but I would imagine a day in your life at the moment is hectic.
Yeah, it's pretty chaotic, because like, it was chaotic before, and I feel like a lot of people that maybe aren't involved in like, say, like the Instagram and TikTok side of things, like, it's a lot of work. And I think when you're scrolling
reels,
and you just see a video and you're like, yeah, whatever, but like, that takes hours to do. So like, I was doing all that, say, for my own page, so like my 18k page, and then obviously planning the brand in the background, and now that the brand is out, so I basically have two jobs. So it's just trying to like balance the time to do them both as the best you can do them both. And that was hard. Like, we're only in business since April, so I think only now I'm starting to like get on my feet a little bit with doing both, because at the start I was like, how am I supposed to like do two jobs at once? This is insane. But now I feel like I have kind of that balance right, which is really nice. And I feel like I slightly have a life again, because I did kind of slightly neglect my own Instagram, just because I was trying to not prioritize, true, but I just wanted to make sure like it was just like the best I could get it. And then I kind of, when it's only when I like looked back on like, say, the month, and I was like, oh my God, I like barely posted on my own Instagram. So I need to like get back to posting, because that's what I love to do. And that's, you know, that's why people follow me at the end of the day, because they like my content. So,
and that's how I came across you. I saw one of your reels. It was a try on that you were doing, Zara clothes, and I just went, oh my God, this is brilliant, because every woman who has bought and tried on clothes from Zara will relate to what you were saying. And I thought, we need more of this. See, I didn't find you by you being a makeup artist. I found you by a pal saying, this girl's content and her perspective and her voice on female bodies and sizings is refreshing. Check it out.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't even remember when I first started posting about that, but like, I've kind of spent my whole life fluctuating in weight. So like, when I was in school, I was always like quite chubby, and then when I left school, I lost a bit of weight, and then I put weight back on. And then like, I think maybe 2017, I got really into the gym and I like lost loads of weight, and then slowly just crept back up, and then I put on loads of weight again. So it's been a constant like up and down my whole life. So I feel like I've never been like, when I was at my slimmest, I was probably a size 12. So I've never been like super slim, but my body has definitely changed a lot. And I found that really hard myself to come to terms with, because you do feel, not that you feel more confident, I think everyone should feel confident no matter what size you are, but when you feel your best, that's when you feel the most confident. And I think especially during lockdown, I definitely lost myself a little bit. I just, you know, my routine was out the window. I was just sitting at home, wasn't exercising. I put on a lot of weight, and it's only when I started trying on my clothes again that I would have been wearing, say, pre-pandemic, I was like, oh God, like, nothing fits me. This is so bad.
Well, the thing is, what you've just said there, I could have said the same thing pretty much word for word. And from conversations with my pals, they are very much the same.
Yeah.
So it's so lovely to hear somebody say it out loud to everyone, because then we don't feel like we're on our own in it.
I agree.
I, like you, my weight has fluctuated, and I know it's only weight, but I also know that it does, for me, impact my confidence
when
I have to go to an event and I open the wardrobe and 90% of my wardrobe doesn't fit. Being healthy and content is where it's at, regardless of what your shape is. And I think that's the point here. It doesn't matter whether you're a size 8 or whether you're a size 22. If you're owning and feeling good in your body, that's what it's about.
Exactly.
But I think it's also important to to be able to say that, you know, sometimes you struggle with weight fluctuating, and that's all right too.
Absolutely. It's verbalize normal. It. Like most people, like, and whether you go from a size 6 to an 8 or you go from a size 14 to a 16, like it doesn't matter. It's still relevant to you as your body, like your body feels different. And, you know, to someone else, you're always going to look like what they want to look like. And it's always going to be like that. But you have to do, I mean, you have to go off what you feel.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a lot online of, you know, like it's only ever like bigger bodies that kind of get criticized. And I think as well, like, it's unfair to people that are slim for almost getting punished. It's like, oh, well, you're slim. It's like, that's just the way they are too. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
totally.
I feel
do.
Like I just see a lot of people online just being mean to people that are slim for just being slim. And some people can be slim and can't put on weight. So like there's also that type of body acceptance that people struggle with. So for me, it's like, no matter what size you are, like, just try and own your body, because it's like literally the only body that you have. And a guarantee, like, no one cares as much as you think people care.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to tell myself all the time. I'm like, I try and address, I'm like, oh Jesus, no, I hate the way my arms look and I'm not wearing that. And I'm like, no one's gonna even look at that and say, oh, her arms are rotten in that dress, like, do not wear it. Like,
no, do you know what's funny?
Like that.
I'd actually love, I might do it after the end of the chat. I might scroll through the WhatsApp group we have when our pal Kathy shared it with us, and we all of us said, you're fab and you're gorgeous, which you are. What was the feedback from people? Because I know you got a huge amount of messages when you did start to speak this way on your platform.
Yeah, like I think I got the most amount of messages I've ever gotten, like, for anything. And again, I think it's just down to that being real. And I'm not like trying to be real. I'm just being real in the sense that, like, I know other people feel the same way. And I can tell by the DMs that I get, like, people are like, thank you for saying it. Oh my God, I thought it was just me. Like, I felt like, can I curse?
Yeah, of course you can.
I was like, people are like, I felt like shit. Like, I thought this was just me. I literally, you know, whatever. And I was like, no. And I actually felt a lot of reassurance in myself that so many people agreed with me, because then, look, in this industry, I think there's a lot of people that are a certain size. Again, not to take that away from anyone, but there's very few people that I would look at that look like me.
Okay.
And I think that's kind of hard as well when you go on Instagram, that you feel like you're alone for that reason. Maybe it's just I haven't come across, like, I'm sure there's so many people that have the same size body as me or whatever, but I feel like a lot of the people that I follow are that typical very slim size. But I think it's really important that you follow people that look like you.
Yeah.
And I think that's the message that a lot of people were saying to me. They're like, thank you for dressing your body the way that you dress it, because I can go out and I can buy that dress now because I look like you, or I do whatever. And to me, I was like, wow, I feel like there's such a gap for that, maybe for like a slightly bigger body size or body type.
And you're not big, like, do you know what I mean?
No, I know. And you know what? I know I'm not big. And that's the terrible thing, isn't it?
It's
like you're almost like made to think that you're like, I don't know. Like, it is mad.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Because actually how it came about was I had just been in Zara and I was taking photos of a blazer that I wanted to buy. And again, I was sending it to my pals in the WhatsApp group, and I said, this is the XL, but this is the XXL, and I think I need this. And I was going, Jesus, I know I've put on a few pounds. Like, no, but come I on, am I actually an XXL?
It plays with your head. It's like so bad.
What?
I know.
And then my pal said, no, you have to check this girl out. Because yeah. she just keeps it real and talks about no, it's not just we're not just going to demonize. And I love Zara. This
I love
Mono Zara,
too.
But their sizings are bonkers.
It is, and to be honest, it's not just Zara. There's plenty of shops out there that are just as bad. I think Zara just gets the worst.
And how
for
different
it.
A 12 or a 14 might be, dependent on where you buy it.
It's crazy, and it absolutely plays with your head, Nick.
Yeah,
like
it does.
Even sometimes when I do those Zara hauls after it, I sit down and I'm like, oh my god, I feel like absolute shit.
Do you?
Yeah, sometimes. And then I get to my head and then I'm like, no, stop feeling like shit. Like, you should not feel like shit because of those clothes, because that's just not the way it should be. So then I have to like snap out of it real fast because I'm like, no, don't go down that road. But I do, like, you definitely do, because think about it. If you order loads of clothes in the biggest size that the shop has and they don't fit you, like, you're going to feel a bit shit.
Yeah. No.
You really are. And I always try to say as well to my followers, like, who cares what the size on the clothes is? If it looks good on you, get it. Because I remember, like, my
nobody's going to be going around checking
the
label.
No one knows. Like, if you're wearing a pair of jeans, no one's going to know what size they are. But like, my younger self would never have bought a size whatever. Like, if I had to go up a size, I'm like, oh, I'm not wearing them. No, I can't. Like, if anyone knew I was wearing that size, I'd be mortified. But like, no one knows. And then I'd be squeezing into the smaller size. They'd look terrible on me. I should have just got the bigger size. They would have looked way nicer. I would have looked really good in the outfit
and be more comfy.
Still nobody would know. So I think you just need to forget about the size and just try on clothes, because it's not real. Like, it's just those, I don't know what they're basing those sizes off, but it's not based off a modern day woman's body.
Yeah,
like, it's not everyone, obviously. I can't speak for everybody because everybody is different, but you know, it's just not the way it is. Like,
yeah,
because it comes down again to your mental health then, because that's all it is. It's a big circle. It just affects you. You feel like shit. You just you slug around. You're like, oh, what's the point? I'm just gonna wear my baggy clothes. I do it all the time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But yeah, it's terrible. I want brands to have like more sizes.
Yeah. And just more understanding of the people and the women and the guys who wear their clothes. And the thing is as well, and I know what you're saying and you're right, you know, I always struggled with this notion of people saying a real, air quotes, woman's body is kind of a curvier body. And that's a real slur to somebody who is naturally slim or athletic, who, like you perhaps said, that maybe struggles to actually put on weight depending on various different reasons. And just, you know, biologically, they're just programmed to be slimmer. Women are women, regardless of whether you're naturally waif-like or whether you're more voluptuous. We're, you know, if you identify as that, that's what you are. But the fact that clothes companies are so strange, I suppose, for want of a better word, in their sizings, you would wonder why, because the majority of women, even though, yes, we might look at Instagram and we look at a lot of people with the high profile accounts, and there's, you know, there's a very high rate of a very slender women with very slight figures who can wear, I mean, you can wear whatever you want to wear, it doesn't matter what size you are,
of course.
I suppose would have no issue wearing, you know, a short skirt and a crop top, whereas somebody like me wouldn't dream of wearing something like that.
Me too.
Do you know what I mean? So we're kind of looking at that, we're bombarded with that, but actually they're not the majority of normal sizes out there. So the normal sized women, I suppose, I mean, everybody's normal, but it is the majority of us have put on weight through the pandemic, you know, and maybe are a bit bigger than we were, or we'd like to be, or are simply just bigger.
Exactly.
So why, you kind of wonder why companies are not doing this. So they're missing a trick in a way, because they're not connecting then with the people who are actually going and buying their clothes.
It's true. I just think it's not inclusive of everybody. Like, it's hitting certain targets and then it just stops. And another thing that I hate, and like, you know, when you're shopping and you see normal sizes and then it'll just go plus size. It's like, why does it have to be plus size? Why can't it just be like, go from size 4 to 24 or 30 or whatever? It puts it in this category that almost like makes you feel like you're different when you shouldn't be. And it's like, why can't it all just be one and you just click on and you find your size and you select it?
Yes.
Like, it has to be put. And I actually hate that. I've noticed it a lot recently when I'm shopping online. It's like, oh, like, why do I have to wear like the different... Like, it's like a completely different range almost. Where like it will be the same dress in a different version. It's like, why can't you just make it all from one size to the biggest? Like, do you know?
And now that we're like, we're officially in summer, thankfully we're getting, we are getting some nice sunny days.
Yeah,
not every
very
day.
Very warm.
But it's very warm today. But also with that, can sometimes actually strike fear into people. I know with me, my summer wardrobe is quite limited. And now the sunny days are here, and now I'm roasting, or maybe I'm uncomfortable, but I need to kind of embrace my body and, yeah. and how do I go about it if I don't have enough clothes? And then maybe I don't want to be spending a load of money on mm-hmm. the fact that summer in Ireland lasts, you know, 2.5 days. Yeah. So what advice would you have to those listening who maybe are a little like us and can sometimes feel a tad vulnerable about that?
I think you just, like I said before, like you just need to stop worrying so much what people think about you, because yeah. we're all the same. We're all worrying about what we look like. Do you know what I mean? So like me and you probably have the same worries about what we're wearing, but I'm only thinking about myself and you're probably only thinking about yourself. We're not judging each other. Do you know that kind of way? So I think you just need to forget about it, because I think it would be such a shame to look back on your life and be like, I'm raging. I didn't go to this or didn't do that because I was worried about what I looked like. Like at the end of the day, it's just your life, and like just wear whatever you want and just feel confident. And I need to take a leaf out of my own book. Like I know I'm saying this and I'm contradicting myself, because I don't always do that, and I do feel self-conscious, and I keep comparing myself. Like I always in my head, I look back and I'm like, oh, I just want to be like 2017, 2018 me. That's what I want to be, because I could wear anything. Like I remember that feeling of I could just put anything on and I wasn't worried. I didn't feel conscious about my arms. I didn't feel conscious about my legs. Didn't feel conscious about my stomach, nothing. I was just like, yeah, love this. And I keep trying to compare myself to go back to that. And I'm like, you need to stop doing that, because that's, you were younger. You were 21, 22 back then. I'm 27 now. I know I'm not that much older, but your body does change as you get older. And it's, to be honest, it's only in the last few weeks I only rejoined the gym. And I didn't rejoin the gym because I want to lose loads of weight or I want to be like skinny or anything. Like, to be honest, I just couldn't be arsed with that anymore. I feel like I'm just getting too old, that I'm like, there's more to life than wanting to be skinny. And I just, it's so time consuming, and it's just not good for anybody when you get in that mindset. For me, the gym is really good because it just gives me such a clear head, and I just want to be fit.
Yes.
My biggest insecurity, I think, about like my body is not being able to keep up if I'm doing something. Like if someone wants to go for a walk or a hike or a swim, or you want to go, you know, you go on holidays and you do like cool little day trips or adventures, like I would be so embarrassed if I couldn't do it because of being unfit rather than even my size. And that to me is like a motivation to go to the gym, because I don't want anything to hold me back from living my life.
Yes. And isn't that one of the greatest misconceptions as well, that you know, people assume sometimes if you are carrying more weight that you're unfit, but you can be in a bigger body and be extremely fit, and you can be very slim and be very unfit.
Exactly. And people, so I think people definitely don't realize that. But yeah, I'm only back in the gym like a week and a half or something.
Good on you.
I used to be very into it, but I'm only back in. I'm slowly getting myself back in, and I actually feel so much better already. And it's only been, I think I've only done maybe 5 or 6 sessions, and like the difference is crazy. Even just my head, I feel a lot more motivated just in my life. I feel I automatically want to eat better because I feel so much better.
Yes. Yeah.
So I honestly would really recommend like exercise for everybody, and not, again, not to lose weight and not to fit into your dress.
Good for the head,
and not,
good for the mood.
It's just, it changes everything, and then it just becomes a cycle where you just feel so good, and then your life just kind of gets back on track.
Aideen, thanks a million. You're Aideen Kate, not Aideen.
Well, it's so funny. So my name is Aideen Murphy, right?
Yes.
And when I set up my Instagram back in, I don't know, 2013 or 14, Aideen Murphy was taken. So I was like, right, what am I going to call myself? So I was just Aideen Kate.
That's your second name.
It's my middle name, yeah.
And do you ever use it normally?
No. It's on my passport. Like, it's just my middle name. I don't have a double barrel first name or anything.
Yeah.
So many people think it's like a double barrel first name, or they think Kate is my second name. It's really funny. But yeah, I'll answer to Aideen Kate. Like, I'm not immune to it. but yeah, my friends will just call me Aideen or Aides.
Okay, well, look, I absolutely loved chatting to you, and thank you for making time for this.
Thanks for having me.
You've given me a lovely dose of confidence now to enjoy the summer and just to stop overthinking.
Yes.
Overthinking. And just wear the clothes, wear whatever we
just
want.
Just wear what you want.
And just enjoy it.
Because no one actually cares, really.
Yeah, that's really the point.
Except for you yourself.
Yeah, thank you. Really loved it.
Thanks so much.
And this is where we wrap up the conversations until September. You can dive back into over 100 Ready to Be Real episodes whenever you want. And I'll be chatting to you again in the autumn. Have a gorgeous summer.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.